KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, Dr. Matt Warish came out on top in the 2020 Tournament of Champions at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club on Sunday, holding on to his two-day lead and eventually winning by two strokes. Warish finished the weekend at one over par 206 to take his third title at the TFC. He had previously won back-to-back titles in 2004 and 2005. Warish went into final day with a four-shot lead in the championship division. He was two under par after the first 2 days of play, with matching 68s on the par 69 course both Friday and Saturday. Andrew Martin was four shots back to start the final day. Zach Christensen and Aaron King both were five shots back. Warish played a very consistent round most of the day, hitting fairways and greens with multiple birdie opportunities. He faltered a bit late in the round with a bogey on 11, a double bogey on 12, and bogeys on 17 and 18. He ended up finishing the day with a 72. Zach Christensen made a late charge with five birdies sprinkled through his final round. He ended the day at even par 69 and finished two shots back for the weekend with a three over par 210 total. Andrew Martin was on even par pace for much of the final day, but three bogeys on the back nine landed him with a 72 as he finished third overall with a five over par 212 total. The senior division was dominated by multi-time past champion Ron Peterson. His first year playing in the senior division of the tournament proved fruitful with a 7-over par 215 total as he won the tournament by 7 shots over past champ Dell Miller, who finished at 15 over par 222. Two-time defending senior champ Darren Baker came in third this year, also with a 15 over 222. The super senior division was won by the man with the best single round of anyone on the weekend. Rick Thompson opened his three-day title run with a 3 under par 66 on Friday. He added a 70 on Saturday and a 72 on Sunday to shoot a 1 over par 208 for the weekend. Past champ Arnie Lystad of Atlantic was the runner-up. He shot an 11 over par 218 for the tournament. American Colin Morikawa has become the first-time major champion, winning at San Francisco's Harding Park over the weekend. The 23-year-old closed with a 6-under-64 to win the PGA Championship by two strokes over Paul Casey and third-round leader Dustin Johnson. Morikawa was tied with Casey before an eagle in the par 4 16th. He closed with consecutive pars for a 13-under total. Johnson fell behind with a bogey on the par 5 14th. He also was second in last year's PGA Championship 3 months after his runner-up finish at the Masters. Jason Day, Matthew Wolff, Bryson DeChambeau, Tony Finau, and Scottie Scheffler shared third. They were all at 10 under par. Daniel Kang pulled off a stunning comeback in winning the LPGA's Marathon Classic in Ohio. Kang trailed by five with six holes to play before igniting her comeback with consecutive birdies. She had pars the rest of the way and didn't take the lead until Lydia Ko took double bogey on the final hole. Kang finished at 15 under and winning for the fifth time in her LPGA Tour career. Atlantic Activities Director Andy Mitchell released a couple of statements over the weekend regarding sports in Atlantic. On Saturday evening, Mitchell announced that Atlantic volleyball team would be suspending activities until August 19th. He said they were following the return to learn plans and the recommendation of public health that the volleyball program was suspending team activities until Wednesday, August 19th. Also then on Sunday, the Atlantic football team was announced that they'll be delaying the beginning of practice for the 2020 season due to issues related to the pandemic. Activities Director Mitchell stated simply that Atlantic High School is postponing the start of football practices until Thursday, August 13th. No other details were released. Iowa wide receiver Oliver Martin has entered the transfer portal. The former four-star wide receiver transferred to Iowa from Michigan and earned a waiver for immediate eligibility in 2019. He had five catches last year for 28 yards and a touchdown with the Hawkeyes as he continues to find a place for him. Well, the NFL Referees Association Board of Directors has reached an agreement with the league for health protections, along with a program allowing game and replay officials to opt out of the season. Officials will be given until Thursday to opt out for a $30,000 payment with jobs guaranteed for 2021. The deal also gives officials protections if they test positive during the season or show symptoms after arriving for a game. Also, the new Los Angeles Rams defensive tackle, A'shaun Robinson, is sidelined indefinitely with a non-football injury. Coach Sean McVay won't reveal the nature of Robinson's condition, which isn't coronavirus-related. Robinson is participating in the Rams team meetings, and he doesn't need surgery or another medical procedure. The Washington football team has activated linebacker Reuben Foster off the physically unable to perform list. Foster tore an ACL and caused additional damage to his left knee during off-season workouts in May 2019 before missing the season. Another Cardinals series has been postponed while the team continues dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak. The upcoming three-game series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates, scheduled to begin tonight, has been called off. It's the Cardinals' 11th, 12th, and 13th games to be derailed by the outbreak. The Cardinals haven't played since July 30th. In other MLB news, the Indians sent Zach Plesac back to Cleveland on Sunday in a rental car after the young right-hander violated team rules and Major League Baseball's coronavirus protocols. A club official told the Associated Press that the 25-year-old Plesac went out with friends in Chicago on Saturday night following his win against the White Sox. The person added that the team got Plesac a car so he wouldn't be on a plane with teammates and staff in the event he contracted the virus. Pirates utility infielder Phil Evans will miss the remainder of the season after suffering a concussion and fracturing his jaw. Evans was injured when teammate Gregory Polanco's right elbow hit Evans in the face while the two were chasing down a fly ball hit by Detroit's Miguel Cabrera. Evans briefly lost consciousness on the play, but Director of Sports Medicine Todd Tomczak says he's expected to make a full recovery. The Yankees have placed slugger Giancarlo Stanton on the 10-day injured list with a left hamstring strain. Stanton was injured in Game 2 of Saturday's doubleheader with the Rays while advancing from first to second base on a wild pitch. Michael Wacha has been placed on the injured list because of right shoulder inflammation, 3 starts into his 1-year contract with the Mets. Manager Luis Rojas said that Wacha felt pain in his shoulder after allowing 4 runs in 5 innings on Friday. Well, the Athletics and the Astros ignored social distancing recommendations on Sunday by resorting to some antisocial behavior. The benches cleared and even the stands empty during Oakland's 7-2 victory over the Astros. It was the first dust-up between the two teams since A's pitcher Mike Fiers revealed the Astros stole signs during their World Series run while he was with Houston. Oakland's Ramon Laureano got hit by a pitch for the 3rd time in the 3-game series. Laureano began exchanging words with animated Houston hitting coach Alex Cintron, then left first base, threw down his batting helmet, and began sprinting toward him. Astros catcher Dustin Garneau tackled Laureano before the A's outfielder reached Cintron, touching off a wild scene in which players streamed out of the stands to join the scrum. Matt Olson hit a 3-run homer in the 3rd, and Matt Chapman connected on the very next pitch, taking the score from 1-0 to 5-0 on consecutive pitches from Astros starter Christian Javier. Robbie Grossman also homered, and Mark Canna contributed an RBI single as the A's dealt the Astros their 5th consecutive loss. Elsewhere around the majors, the Rays pulled out a 4-3 win over the Yankees on an RBI single by Michael Perez in the bottom of the 9th. Brady Singer picked up his first big league win, allowing 2 runs over 5 innings in the Royals' 4-2 win over the Twins. Justice Sheffield pitched 4-hit ball over 6 scoreless innings in the Mariners' 5-3 win against the Rockies. The Dodgers spotted the Giants a 2-0 lead before A.J. Pollock and Mookie Betts each hit 3-run homers to give L.A. a 6-2 win. Manny Machado homered twice, and Fernando Tatis Jr. slammed his 8th homer of the season as the Padres coasted past the Diamondbacks 9-5. Ronald Acuna Jr. belted a go-ahead 2-run homer while the Braves scored 5 in the 5th inning in a 5-2 win over the Phillies in Game 1 of a doubleheader. The Braves rolled to an 8-0 rout of the Phillies in the nightcap as Acuna homered 2 more times. The Mets doubled up the Marlins 4-2 in the rubber match of their 3-game set. The Brewers were 9-3 winners over the Reds as Christian Yelich homered, tripled, and drew a bases-loaded walk. Angels right fielder Joe Adell was charged with a rare 4-base error when a fly ball from Nick Solak popped out of the rookie's glove and then bounced over the fence in the Rangers' 7-3 win. Mitch Moreland's 2nd home run of the afternoon was a 2-run walk-off blast over the Green Monster, giving the Red Sox a 5-3 win against the Blue Jays. Detroit completed a 3-game sweep as Spencer Turnbull pitched 7 strong innings, and Miguel Cabrera singled home the tie-breaking run in the 8th inning, sending the Tigers past the Pirates 2-1. Mike Freeman's RBI single in the 10th inning gave the Indians a 5-3 lead and a 5-4 win over the White Sox. And the Nationals-Orioles game had to be suspended with the Birds leading 5-2 in the top of the 6th inning. It was the grounds crew. They had trouble placing the tarp over the infield during a thunderstorm. It got too wet, and they had to suspend the rest of the game. And a racing Kevin Harvick has completed a weekend sweep of NASCAR's Cup races at Michigan International Speedway. Harvick held off Denny Hamlin over the final laps and finished 9/100ths of a second ahead to become the first driver to win Cup races on consecutive days since Richard Petty in 1971. Harvick also took the first 2 stages in Saturday's victory before earning the 2nd state on Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. finished 3rd and Kyle Busch finished 4th. Busch remains winless so far on the year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.